today is found in the third chapter of the book of Daniel. We left off speaking to you last week how that these three young men, they were the only ones of the great multitude that were gathered before this great image that didn't fall down and worship it. These three young men, they typify the church of Jesus Christ. I was speaking to you about the various idols that we have amongst each other and what we bow down to and what we worship, and how there is yet to this day even a remnant, as there was at this time. There were these three young men. They didn't bow down and worship, so there is still, even in our midst, I believe, some that do not bow down to these idols that I've been proclaiming to you last week. But they, by the grace of God, keep themselves from such things. I hope there may be many such amongst my hearers. These three young men, they were given the grace of God to do this, or most likely they would have fallen too with the multitude. It's so easy to go along with the multitude. But the Lord teaches us in His Word, follow not the multitude to do evil. And these young men were given grace to stand firm. And because they stood firm, we find that certain Chaldeans, who noticed that these three men didn't bow, went to the king. And they accused these Jewish people for not bowing before the idol that the king had set up. They said, O king, live forever. Thou hast made a decree that when the music would be played, everyone should bow down before this image, and those that would not bow down would be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And now there are some Jewish men whom thou hast set up over the province of Babylon. These men, they regard not thee, O king, and they serve not thy gods, and they did not bow down before this image. Now, my hearers, we are to obey those that are set over us in authority. Those that rule and govern us, we are to obey them, but only in the law, in the Lord, only according to God's word. When it comes to the point of worshiping, and when it comes to the point of sinning against God, then we are not to obey those that rule over us. But we are to obey God, our supreme lawgiver. We have to answer to Him. And there's a time coming when you and I will have to do this, and we will have to give an account of what we have done, be it good or be it evil. What a blessing if we may keep our conscience clean in many ways and in many respects, as even these three young men did. And now when the king heard this, he called these three young men to him. He was full of wrath and fury, the Bible says. He was angry. And when these three young men came before him, he questioned them, or whether it had been so, whether they had not worshipped this image that he had set up. And he don't seem to give them a time to answer, for he continues and says, now when the music is played again, and if you fall down and worship, it'll be well with you, but if you don't, then who is that God that will deliver you out of my hand? This is what he spake unto these three young men. This king then, he was an emissary of the devil, my hearers. That's the way I look at him. What did he do? He tried to tempt these three young men again to fall down and worship this image. The devil, he has all sorts of instruments to tempt creatures to go away from God and to worship idols. He doesn't lack them sort of instruments. And now when they answered the king, They spake unto him and said, O king, we believe that that God who we serve is able to deliver us. And if not, we are not going to bow down before thy image. These young men then, in the face of a burning fiery furnace, they testified before this king that the God that they served and worshiped, that he was well able to deliver them. And that if he did not deliver them, they still were not going to bow down and worship his image. But he needn't play his music. They were ready to be cast into the burning fiery furnace rather than give in to this king and to his decree. I wonder how many of my hearers are like these three young men. I think there are some amongst my hearers that can go along with these three young men. They had such faith in their God. They said, our God is able to deliver us, O king. Do you believe that God, that same God that these three young men worship, is able to deliver you? Are there not people in listening to me that are burdened with sin, troubled with sin, fearing that sin is going to be their destruction, and still inwardly they have that faith to believe that that God is able to deliver them. Not only able to deliver them from their sins and transgressions, but able to deliver them from whatever trial they may be brought into in this life. Not only able to deliver them from all trials and tribulations, but able to deliver them from the fiery furnace of hell, for which they so justly merit. And now, can you go a little further with these three young men? What did they say? And if not, we will not bow down and worship your image. Is it that way in your heart? Do you say, well, whatever comes of it, even if he don't deliver me, I'm still going to serve this God. I'm still going to love this God. I'm not going to bow down to the idols of this world. I'm not going to serve sin any longer. Although sin is so strong, and sin overpowers me so often, and I have such love in my nature towards sin, still, there is a principle in me that says, from henceforth, I will not serve sin. Do you not say, O God, do keep me from sin. Do not let sin reign in me. Do deliver me from all my sins. If there is a soul here that knows this kind of language, that same God that was with these three young men, he likewise is with you, and there will come a day when he will deliver you from all your transgressions and set you into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And these young men, they stood firm in the face of a fiery furnace to which they would be cast into. How many of my hearers are facing the fiery furnace of hell and still go out in their sins? How many amongst my hearers know that if they continue on in the way they are going, that that is what their eternity will be, and it has no effect upon you? You never came to a decision. You never had that principle in your heart to say, well, I'll turn away from sin. I know what sin is going to bring me to. I know I deserve that. From henceforth, I make up my mind, even if I'm not saved, even if God damns me, I'm not going to go on any longer in sin. How many have been brought there? How few come to a decision You have to come to a decision, my hearers. You have to come to a decision. Either you're going to go on in sin or you're going to turn away from it. You never came there yet. Still persist in the face of a burning, fiery furnace to go on in sin. My hearers, I can't impress it much, too much upon your minds and upon your souls, what that eternity will be. And now these three young men, when they spake like this to the king and told him that they weren't going to worship his image, he became angrier yet. He gave orders that they should heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it ever had been before. And he commanded the most mighty men in his army to take these three young men and to bind them. I don't know why he did this. I don't think they offered any resistance, these three young men. They were perfectly willing. They didn't know what was going to happen to them. They believed that God was able to deliver them, but if not, they said. So they didn't have any assurance that God was going to deliver them, but they had such strong faith, and that faith God honored, my hearers. And that faith carried them into the furnace of fire. For they were bound with their coats on and with their hats on and with all their clothes on, and they were bound with probably the strongest ropes that they could find. And these mighty men, they were commanded by the king to cast them into the fire. And because the commandment of the king was urgent, he insisted on it, hurry up about it. These men that took hold of them to throw them into the furnace, the flames of the furnace slew them, it says. Whether they were suffocated or whether they burned to death in throwing these three young men into the furnace is a question. But the Bible says it slew them. And now you would think that the instant that these three young men were thrown into this fiery furnace, that they would be immediately consumed. And they would have been, my hearers. Oh, yes. But that God, who they loved, who they served, for whom they had spoken, he has says, those that honor me, I will honor. And when they were cast into this fire, that God was with them. What a surprise it must have been to these three young men. Don't you think so? They expected nothing else but to be burned to death. And here they found that that God sent an angel down into the fire with them. Oh, this God, my hearers, he's such a good God for his people. He hasn't always done this. There have been people that have been burned to death for the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ. God hasn't come to their rescue, but he has been with them. He has given them to speak so fluently and so highly of this God that all that were standing round about had to admit that that was no death for them men. But here we have an instance that this God sent an angel down into the fire. Another remarkable thing about this God, my hearers, is that he controls the fire that it don't harm these three men in the furnace. And that he likewise controlled their bodies, that nothing was hurt upon them. What a wonderful God we have in heaven. That he can do all things, that nothing is impossible for him. And now there's four men in this furnace. It seems that the king, he's sitting upon a throne or something, and he's well able to look into this furnace. And all his men are round about him. And he looks, and he's amazed. He's dumbfounded. Instead of seeing three men, he sees four. So he had to come closer to make sure, to see what he saw was true. And sure enough, there was a fourth person in that furnace. And they were walking around in that furnace, walking around in fire, and they had no hurt, the Bible says. In all probabilities, when they threw these three men in, the fire must immediately burnt the ropes that were around their bodies and freed them. And now the king, he asked his counselors and said, did we not cast three men into that fire? Oh yes, they said, king, true. But he says, I see four walking around in the fire, he says, and they have no hurt. And the fourth one, he says, has the form as of the Son of God. The Septuagint, the Jewish writing, says that God sent an angel into the fire. And later on in this chapter, the same king says that God, who these young men served, sent his angel down to deliver them. What made this king say that the fourth is as the form of the Son of God? It's surprising that he uses that language. You would say, how did he ever know that there was a Son of God? But still, it was an angelic being. In all probabilities, it was the angel of the covenant, Jesus Christ, who came down into that fire. And they had a heavenly companion in this fire, my hearers. Oh, what a wonderful thing this must have been for these three young men. I could just about picture myself in a fire like that, and if God sent somebody down, would you? Oh, what a wonderful thing it must have been. They were so surprised themselves, I think. They were beyond themselves that God revealed his power, his might, in holding back the flames from burning them and consuming them. And now we find, my hearers, that this king, he commanded that these three young men should come out of the fire. When he seen them walking in that fire, he came close to the furnace, and he called unto them and said unto them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth. And these three young men, they came forth out of the furnace. Where did the other one go? He didn't come forth. He went back to heaven above, from where he had been sent. But these three young men, they came forth out of the fire. And when they came forth, they were surrounded by all the king's counselors and all the men that were there. And they all looked at these three young men. It was a wonder. It was a miracle. There was no smell of smoke or fire upon them. Not a hair of their head was singed. For they had no hurt whatsoever. How dumbfounded this king must have been. These people, the Chaldeans, they worship the fire god. The sun was a sign of their fire god. And now this god, who these three young men worshiped, was called by the king himself the Most High God. And they were called his servants. Servants of the Most High God. That this king had said, who is the God that shall